Say if some people had been over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Again, yeah, soon or...
Uh-huh. And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Well, we always say Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
I always said if it's Christmas Eve gift, we say Christmas Eve gift or uh-huh. Christmas gift.
Then someone's supposed to give you something or...
No, we just you know, say that just for
mm-hmm.
to be friendly and nice, you know. Just that's a greeting, the way we greet one another back there then. It's not, we ain't looking for nothing, don't want anything, but it just makes mm-hmm. you know, feel closer, a little closer to them, or a little better friend, you know, meet mm-hmm. somebody and say that to them, and they'll say, well, give it here, or something like that back to you, you know, and just the way we greet one another here.
What did the Christmas card say on it?
Well, it said Christmas greeting, and most of them say Happy New Year's, and
uh-huh. or we wish you a
Merry Christmas and
uh-huh.
and a Happy New Year's and stuff like that. You see, we generally get a bunch of them every year.
Did you ever hear people say New Year's gift?
Well, yeah, a few times, but not many. Not many times. Some way or another here, they don't go out for that much. They just It's just another day. Only thing they do is, like I told you, all jaw and black eyed peas that first day. That's what you eat. Everybody does that here.
Uh-huh. You say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping. Mm-hmm.
And say if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
wrapped it. Mm-hmm.
When I got home, I
unwrapped it. Yeah.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it?
Below cost.
Or
at a lost on it, or
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, I like it, but it's
too expensive or it costs too much or something like that.
And you say on the first of the month the bill is
due. Yeah, bills come on the first of the month. Yeah,
and
I get them too.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay
your dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
Borrow some, yeah.
And you say, right now, money is...
scarce or hard to get. We always, boy, it's hard to get right now. Scarce might be the proper word for it with us.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and call that...
Yeah, they'd kind of set them up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them do me that way. Used to, that's where we traded. See, we traded by the month, and once a month we paid our bills,
mm-hmm.
and they'd always do something like that to set you up a cold drink or something, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear something called lanyap or pilon or
what?
Lanyap or pilon? Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't believe that. Land what?
Lanyap. I don't guess they use the term around here much.
No, I don't believe I've ever heard that.
Uh-huh.
A peon, that's a slave.
Uh-huh.
See, here,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a slave.
You say he ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
And we say dived in, but it's supposed to be dillion, I think.
Uh-huh. And several children have... Already.
Yeah, already dived in or dived in or divin' in or...
Uh-huh. Which would you say?
Well, I say there's a bunch of them dived in there.
Uh-huh.
And that wouldn't be right, see, but that's the way I talk.
And I was too scared to...
I was too scared to dive in.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
Daddy Buster is what we called it.
And say a child puts their head on the ground and then turns a...